Last month, Bob Bartlett spoke on this program. He's the man in Haverhill, Massachusetts, who as a boy was abused by a priest in the Archdiocese of Boston, Father Ronald Paquin. We were curious what Mr. Bartlett's reaction was to the meetings at the Vatican and the statement issued by the American churchman. Bob Bartlett, first of all, in general, your reaction, a positive development, not enough? How would you say it?
Definitely not enough. My major concern is that they are saying a no-tolerance policy for all future cases. My feeling is it has to be applied against all the former cases as well.
I mean, they should revisit the case, say, of Father Paquin.
Absolutely.
And go back and do what? Send information to the courts? What should they do in that case?
They should send information to courts, absolutely. If my seventh-grade-year-old son came home and told me that his teacher or his basketball coach was abusing him for a few years, and a couple of months later I come to find out that the principal and the superintendent of schools also knew about it, and all they did to address the issue was shift that teacher to another school within the same diocese, then I, as a reasonable parent and any other reasonable individual, would look and say, well, the teacher and the superintendent should at least lose their job. Could most likely be liable to criminal prosecution, and that town would have to pay damages to that student.
The comments by the two cardinals and Bishop Gregory, who faced the press yesterday, seem to add up to a statement of saying no one in the church would knowingly, they said, cover up such a thing as abusing a child. Their take seemed to be this was more incompetence and inability to deal with the problem when it happened than any ill will. Do you accept that general take on the story?
Absolutely not. There were policies in effect that were incorrect, and now their hand's been called. They're going to have to be addressed now and updated.
Mr. Bartlett, one of the most moving things that I recall you're saying here on the program in March was that although lawyers for the Archdiocese did negotiate a settlement with you some years ago, no one you recall ever apologized to you, ever accepted blame for this. Have you gotten any sense from the remarks, either from the Pope or the Cardinals or the Vatican or American churchmen, that there is some mood of apology and some desire to make you whole?
Not directly. I must be honest with you, Mr. Siegel, in that they are sorry that it happened, but all the conversations I've seen and witnessed are all talking in a third party, if you will. The system was wrong. There's been no direct apologies. There's been no direct admission. I, as a survivor, I need to hear directly from the Cardinal, the Pope, whatever powers that be within the Catholic Church. I need to hear from them and say, look, we were wrong. You were hurt. Then we can go on to discuss what we need to do to correct it.
Mr. Bartlett, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Pleasure talking to you, sir.
Bob Bartlett, speaking to us from Haverhill, Massachusetts.